Hi, I'm Margie Ross. This is an article written by me about the conscious feminine, the next step in the development of the feminine. The essence of the feminine is relationship and love, and as the feminine is given a language and a conceptual framework, it can come into every aspect of life, including the institutions. Women are out in the world, but they are in the world on masculine terms. These put weight on a way of seeing which favours the concrete mind, and a masculine set of priorities which do not include feeling and depth and a whole subtlety of perception, values and awareness which are essentially feminine. A mother naturally nurtures. She sees what life needs in order to live, and she is responsible for the quality of life. Every day we read in the papers how this quality has been overlooked, and someone in hospital or elsewhere has died because of this. If the feminine values of kindness, relationship, and compassionate care for the body were included as an equal value within the institutions, think how much life would change, and the pain and suffering, both physical and emotional, that would be avoided. The seeing of need and the meeting of need is not given the funding and recognition that is given to masculine priorities. In a hospital, how a patient feels inside and how their bodily needs are met is not given equal importance to clinical excellence. Men and women do not have to take exams in kindness and relationship skills and how to recognize the subtlety by which people communicate need. Yet women wanting to become qualified as doctors have to take exams which require them to know a masculine body of knowledge. Nurses are being allowed to qualify who actually don't like people and who have no talent for being with them. We wouldn't allow a vet to qualify if she or he hated animals or was indifferent to them. A good example of a woman who saw a need and acted on what she saw is Dame Cecily Saunders, who founded the hospice movement. I know of many women who serve the feminine every day, but the structures in society are solely masculine. This is why this next stage, in which the feminine is included in the institutions, is so important. Why do women sometimes support bad treatment of people and animals? One reason is because women see but don't know what to do. The part of them which can act on behalf of kindness and good relationship is often frozen because in school they weren't encouraged or supported to develop these skills. People don't know what the feminine is yet at this next level and don't have the language, the concepts and the confidence to support what feminine truth is. We have to change this. We have to stand up for true feminine values. For a kindness that is constantly there, not there when a kind person is on duty, and which disappears when a colder and sharper person is on duty. The feminine is an equal and opposite reality and deserves to be recognised and included at all times. I find that the people who are most distressed are often the most sane. They are the people who have a great capacity for relationship and love, which has never been heard. It hurts the brain because a whole part of the brain, which is meant to sort out and regulate the subtlety of the inner world and our connection with other living creatures, is not addressed in schools or elsewhere. It would prevent so much suffering and save a lot of money if these issues were addressed by the feminine having an equal voice and representation in every area of life. Please pass this on to anyone you know. But acknowledge me as the author of this article. Thanks. I spent 30 years differentiating the feminine at this next level. These are new and exciting concepts for all people who care. Have a look at my website at www.consciousfeminine.org. Telephone me if you have any queries on 0208 546 0166 or email me at cfm@dercon.co.uk. And thanks for reading this. Thanks for listening. Thank you.